Alei Shur Chelek Beis Tav Reish Tes Vav. The 11th chapter is entitled Kemoyhem Yihyu Oiseihem, a phrase from Hallel. Kol Adam Bitech B'Mashu. People put their trust in something. Every person trusts in something. Im Zeh Memshala, it can be the government of Miflaga, or his allegiance is to some party. Anaf B'Mada, his allegiance is to some branch of science. Ideologi O Manhig, or some ideology, or some leader, whether alive or dead. The person is convinced of the effectiveness of that thing and its extent, and he anticipates that this person or entity will supply solutions for any and all problems that arise. He may be drawn, attracted to this entity, person, because it suits his particular proclivities. He may be gullible, he may just believe election promises. What we're saying is, it's not just an intellectual commitment. There's more, there's a psychological, there's an emotional even attachment. It's only an emotional attachment that brings naturally to bitachon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tamir v'ne'elam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hidden. Ve'lulei ha-Torah, if he had not given us the Torah, lo hayinu yede'im she'efshar l'iskasher elav be'yirah, be'ahava, bidvekus u'vitachon. We would not have known that it's possible to connect to him through the modes of yirah or ahava, dvekus, bitachon. We wouldn't have known that. Ach keivan she'efshar, seeing that it is possible, yesh mitzvah l'iskasher elav b'derechim elu. There's a mitzvah then to form a connection through these paths and ways. We learn it through the Torah. We understand it through our minds. We discuss it. But still, notwithstanding the intellectual understanding and the lamdonos, the analysis, the speech, that doesn't yet take one to a connection. If the matters have not yet penetrated the heart and the soul, it's only when there's love and awe and attachment in one's heart, then one can, what sprouts from this is bitachon. No matter how painful it is, we cannot avoid stating this. Havana she'tzarich livtoch b'Hashem. This understanding that we are required to have bitachon. V'adiborim amiru, in discussing it, adayin en b'im me'uma me'im bitachon atzmoi. There's nothing in these words of actual bitachon. U'bevaday en shemetz shel bitachon b'mish oseh lamdonus mimenu v'chokir chakirois b'gidrei ishtelus v'bitachon v'chodume. There's no iota of bitachon in somebody who makes it into an active research project. And it's lamdonos and all sorts of chakirois, and he may even write all sorts of things about the parameters of hishtalus and bitachon. There's no bitachon there at all. Baal bitachon amiti, a true baal bitachon who lives it, eino she'el she'elos ve'elos ve'kois. It doesn't ask these questions and it has no doubts. Ve'ashe'el bevadar rachok me'un. The she'el is still very far from him. Ad koi dibanu bi'ikar al binyan bitachon. Until now, we spoke mostly about binyan. Building according to a plan, according to a predetermined path. Mikol ha'inyanim ha'ma'asim she'izkanu b'fakim ha'kidmim, from all the practical matters that we mentioned in the previous chapters, u'me'akiyum she'lein b'ma'aseh u'v'hanhaga, and from fulfilling them, yesh lekavois she'titzmach ma'alas ha'bitachon. We also hope that there'll be growth, organic growth. Me'atan ha'kov acharei tzmichas ha'bitachon. At this point in chapter 11, we start tracing the concept of growth of bitachon. Davar amoik gilul lanu chazal b'midrash. Chazal reveals something deep in the midrash. This is in Devarim Rabba Perek Hey. Omar Rabbi Simon v'shem Rabbi Yosher ben Levi. Kol mi shebatech b'kadosh baruch hu zeche lios ke'etzeboi. A person with bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be like him. Minayin, he quotes the pasuk in Yirmiyah, shenemar baruch ha gever shivtach b'shem v'haya Hashem yivtachoi. Whatever the hint is. אבל כל מי שיבטח בעבידה זרה נסחייב להיות כיצא בה. A person who trusts in עבידה זרה is compelled to be like it. מניין שנאמר כמו יהיו יסיים in הלל, the פסוק in תהילים, they'll be like them. The author comments, "Habitach b'Hashem Yishu Elokim Chayim." Person whose bitachon is in Elokim Chayim, mamshich al atzmoi chayus mimenu. He draws upon himself part of that life that emanates from Hashem. V'zeichei gam hu liyos me'in chayus shel abori. He has something of that life, of that vitality of the Creator. Habitach b'ez avida zarashi. In contrast, somebody who trusts in avida zara, whatever it may be. Gam hu yeka yitzeba, this midrash is that he also will have some aspect of it. Ve'al ze ne'emar behalel, it says in the Pesukim Halel, atzabayim kesef is the half, the idols are gold and silver, masi ad adam, manufactured by people, pelohim ve'lo yedabu, they have a mouth, they don't speak. Einayim lehim ve'lo yiru, they have eyes, and yet they do not see. Oznayim ve'lo yishma, they have ears, but they do not hear. Af lehim ve'lo yirichun, they have a nose, and they cannot smell. Yedehem ve'lo yimishun, they have hands, but they cannot feel. Reglev lo yecho, they have feet, they have legs, but they don't walk. Lo yegu bigudam, they don't speak. Kemoyhem yu o yiseyhem kol asher b'teach bohem. Those who trust in them will be like them. The author explains how avodah zarah is temuna o yipesel o yishita she'en bahem chayus. Avodah zarah is a representation, it's a picture or a statue or an ideology. We're not only talking about crude ancient avodah zarah, some sort of ideology which has no chayus in it, no real life. Ha'adam b'teach ba, eino mamshich mimena chayus le'ivara. The person who trusts in it does not draw from it a life into his limbs. Ki alken ein ba be'atzma chayus, because it doesn't innately have any life in it. Ha'hefech mezumi b'mishu b'teach b'Hashem. The opposite is the one who trusts in Hashem. Im yetzel te'aroi, if we want to describe him, kach netei oisei, we describe, we're going to adapt these psukim in Tehillim, in Halel, pelohim vidaberu, they have a mouth that speaks, enayim lehim v'yir'u, they have eyes that see, oznayim v'yishmau, they have ears that hear, af lehim v'yirichun, a nose that smells, reglehim v'yelechu v'yagu b'yirinam. Ein kan shum fraza v'shum hafraza. Interesting play on words. There's no empty phrase here, there's no exaggeration. Emes, indeed, ilu lo yireinu adam bikar kaze, had we not seen, he says, with our own eyes, such an exalted person, asher eivaram mushlamim lafli, whose limbs are so perfected, uvemeshech shanim lo reinu etzlo eze tenua kalam yeses, for years we didn't see by him any superfluous gesture, lo hayinu yechonim lichtov dvarim kele, we would not be able to write these things, but we did see. When it comes to mouth, many speakers, many orators, and they say a lot, but they don't say anything. And especially a mouth that rejuvenates people, with so much inner life. That's something else. That's just talking. That's not Toastmasters. It's a mouth that is so alive that it brings people back to life, lifts them. Ayin hachoyderes lo'im kweshel davayin, an eye that penetrates into the depth of the matter. Ulema'amakei adam, into the depth of the person, can see inside of him. Ayin re'ah, that's what the pasuk means, an eye that sees. Oizen hashemas kol tzlil dak bish'elas hashael, an ear that is so sensitive, it can hear the subtleties, various shades of meaning in the question that is being posed. The koiletes gam eskol ha-reka shel ha-shela, and absorbs all the background to this question. Kach sh'ateshuva ma'amida es ha-shela d'arko b'chayim, so that the answer that's given clarifies for the person who posed the question his path in life. Zoi oizen shemaz, that's an ear that he has. V'chush ha-reach shelo y'bivchinas v'harichoy b'yas Hashem, and sense of smell, like the pasuk in Yishayahu Yud Aleph, v'harichoy b'yas Hashem, speaking about the Mashiach. We discussed this, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Tzadik Gimel, with Bar Kochva and the Machlokes Rambam and Ravad. We discussed this early in the volume. Chayus baraglaim ketzad, what do we mean when we speak about this drawing life from HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the way to one's feet? Al ze omar David HaMelech al Abasharim, the famous pasuk in Tehillim, chashavti d'rochai, v'ashiv raglal edei secho. I had all sorts of plans, and my legs had their own plans. Riboinei shel olam, the Midrash Rabba puts it in Vayikra Rabba Perek Lamed Hei, b'chol yom v'yom ha'yisi mechashev omer, למקום פלוני ולבית דירה פלוני שאני אליך. I had my plans, I will go to X, I will go to Y. והיו רגליים מביאוי סיסי לבתי כנסיוס ולבתי מדרשיס. My legs carried me elsewhere. אלמלא מקרא שכסוף אי אפשר לעבור. This, of course, is a phrase from Chazal. It's It's written, otherwise we wouldn't have said it. Reglei Adam Yicholos Lispoig Kol Kachayus Shel Kedusha. A person's legs can absorb so much holy life force. Shem Mevi'oses Adam Levesek Midash Av Shebedatoi Yalaleches Lemakom Acher. They can bring him to Besek Midash even if his intention was to go elsewhere. Kol Tefilas Nishmas Nezdal Yinanzel. Tefilah of Nishmas on Shabbos morning is founded on this idea. Ilu filu malei shira kayam, had a mouth been full of shira like the sea, ulshonen rina kamoin galav, and our tongues full of song like the breakers, the waves, v'sifsesen shevach kemechaver rakia, and our lips full of praise like the sky, ve'inenu me'irois kashemesh v'chayoreach, ve'inenu filosos kashish shamayim, ve'gelenu kalos kaedois, en anachnu mespikim leidois. Chazen niflahu, Adam Baal Sheukumak, a person with such stature is a wondrous sight. The phrase that emanates from him is like the sea and the waves. We're not such giants when it comes to the kedusha of our limbs. What is it that we should do? Nishmas continues, Al Kain Ivarim Shepilagta Bonu, the limbs that you differentiated within us. Veruchon Shepan Shefachta Bepeinu, Velashen Shesanta Befinu, whatever you gave us, the tongue that you gave us. Hein Heim Yedu Vivarchu Vishabechu, Vifaru Viremu Viaritz Vagdishu Mirhas Vimchomal. We have to use them as much as we can. Kihol Pelechayede, Vehol Shelechas Ishava, Vehol Berech Lechasicha, Vehol Koima Lefanechas Ishtahave. These are words that are familiar from the Siddur. We say it every Shabbos morning. V'chol levavos yira'ucha v'chol kerev uchlayos yezameru lishmecha kazavak shesuv kol atzmo yisayet umana Hashem yichamayicha. Meaning, the author says, lechol evarei gufen yichola lachdo hagaras tuvoi. The gratitude can penetrate all of our limbs. Ad shemikulam tisparitz ashira elav, to the point where shira bursts out. Ad kedei shekol kerev uchlayos yezameru Lishmecha, to the point where one's innards sing. Admonish Moseden, that's Rabbi Yerucham Yergila Targem Yiddish, he used to translate this phrase, this kol keruv chliyos lishmecha. Literally, the innards, the kidneys, the intestines, they should sing to you. Kishkes und tzepeche volen leben dem boir eilam. Pshitoke mashmoyen. Like that, literally. Meidach, interestingly, on the other hand, kol ha al cheit uvidu al kilkul avarinu. The al cheit is overwhelmingly a confession of the fact that our physical limbs were misused. It's not just the chait itself, the vidu is for the damage done to our limbs through the chait. It speaks about the leiv bitui sefosayim, the way that the lips pronounce. Gilui arayois dibur pe. The way the mouth spoke, Hur Halev, Vidui Pe, again the mouth, Chesek Yad, the hand, Tipishus Pe, Tum Asifosaim, again the lips and the mouth, Kapas Shecha, the palm, Leshein Hara, Netias Garoin, stretching one's neck, Sikur Ayin, the way that the eye looks, Siach Sif Seisenu, the lips, Einaim Ramois, Azus Metzach Tzarus Ayin, Kalus Reish, Kashis Oyref, Ritzas Agilaim, Neharatim Hoin Levav. All of these are the limbs of the body. What you're saying here is the opposite of the kedusha that was described by David HaMelech in his legs taking him. The ivarim become tomei through the chait, and that is what we say we do for. Sefer Haredim Sefer HaMitzvois. Sefer Haredim is largely an enumeration of mitzvois. He enumerates the mitzvahs according to the order of the limbs that they depend on, that they are associated with. It's not at all a figure of speech. It's not just a nice turn of speech. It's not an idea, a vort. It's not that. That there are 248 mitzvahs that correspond to the 248 limbs in the body. What they meant is literally, this is the purpose of the mitzvah, to sanctify the body. We are so distant from this outlook, this perspective on the mitzvahs in our bodies. The world, the oilam out there, doesn't see it as so negative. As long as it's lamdan, then everything is good in our outlook. He's a great lamdan. The fact that he's mufkar as far as his body is concerned, as far as his limbs are concerned, unfortunately doesn't seem to us all that bad. What's missing from us is perception, that the Torah and the mitzvahs penetrate into every limb. They should, at least. We wouldn't be able to even write about this unless we actually saw people in whom we saw this, that the Torah and mitzvahs and kedusha penetrate their limbs. Fortunately, is a person who sees this, he's taking this from Yom Kippur, from the piyut over there. Hen zeunyan. This is going back to that original midrash that we cited. Kol mi shebetech b'kadosh baruch hu zochel lios k'etzevoy. Person who trusts in HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be like him. Shenesucha alav chayus b'chol ivarav. There's a chayus upon him. Mamash behefech kemoyim yosem kol asher b'etech bohem. The opposite of what the pasuk in Halal says about idolaters. Hevei omer zeya bechina ha'amitis ad kamen adam b'etech b'kadosh baruch hu. This is a true test of the extent to which the person is boiteach, because the pasuk speaks about bitachoin there, shunye ish chai bechol evarov. He becomes living in all of his limbs. Yisrael betach b'shem ezram u'maginam hu. We urge to trust in Hashem. Beis arim bitchu b'shem ezram u'maginam hu. Yirei Hashem bitchu b'shem ezram u'maginam hu. Eilein shalosh drachim liskashus el HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These are three ways of joining, of attachment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ha'achas Yisrael, just to be a Jew. The fact of the person being a Jew is closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu like a son to his father. We spoke about this in the fifth chapter and the beginning of the sixth. Shenis, Beisaharoin, a koyanim oivdim me ahava. The koyanim serve out of love. Vazochel ahava sashem zachalis kashus elav. Through ahava, a person earns connection to him. Shelishis, yirei Hashem. Your eye is also a way to attach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person ends any one of these, that's a source of growth of bitachon within himself. A commentator, that's how bitachon grows organically. And the fruit of it is ha'adam bika, again, this person of stature, person of profundity. Sheyesh lo yipe. He has a mouth like we described before. Einayim ve'oznayim v'chush areach. He has real eyes, real ears, a real sense of smell. Yadayim raglayim v'garin. Hands, feet, and the throat. Kuloi chai, all alive. Kazeu haboitech b'shem itbarach. This is what we speak about when we talk about Baalei Bitachon. Ad kan.